saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have a royal announcement. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth has an eighth great-grandchild. American Meghan Markle has given birth to a baby boy, her husband Prince Harry, confirming the arrival outside of Windsor Palace earlier today.
A very healthy boy. Mother and baby are doing incredibly well.
The Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee has scheduled a vote for Wednesday to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress. Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia sits on that same committee.
My question is do you dislike the president that much? Do you dislike the findings of the Mueller report that much that you're trying to solve every other way to get the American public focused on the fact that you don't have an agenda for America, that you don't have anything to put forward, and you would rather just attack this president, who is, by the way, look at the economy, look at the lowest unemployment in 50 years, look at all the things are happening.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is warning Russia against militarizing the Arctic region.
13,000 people have been killed due to Russia's ongoing aggressive action in Ukraine. Just because the Arctic is a place of wilderness does not mean it should become a place of lawlessness. It need not be the case.
The secretary speaking from Finland, where he's attending an Arctic Council conference. Trent Shelton never made it in the NFL. A former standout wide receiver at Baylor, Shelton was picked as an undrafted free agent by the Indianapolis Colts in 2007, but soon was moved to the Washington Redskins and Seattle Seahawks before being completely out of the NFL. Shelton tells Fox News it was a very tough pill to swallow being cut.
I like to tell people maybe it's not sports for you, maybe it's a relationship or a job. That was my identity since I was 5 years old. And so when I lost it, I lost my life. I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. And at my rock bottom, two situations happened. The birth of my son, which made me really get my life on track, and my college roommate committed suicide. And so seeing one of my best friends, and I was like, I made a promise to him that I would live my life with purpose for the rest of my life.
Shelton also explains why being cut was such a big deal for him.
They say student-athlete, but that's not the truth. It's athlete-student at the end of the day. And, you know, I never worked a 9-to-5. So, like, after that, what do I do with my life? And so many athletes are lost. But I want athletes watching this to know that you have skills and you have talent that you can really transfer it into real life.
Please remember you can follow us on Facebook at USA Radio or check us out online as well at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
To see if we have things right, my name is Georgine Trinkle. We're kicking off a hot and hotter today, and we have the perfect weather to talk about our topic, which we will do in just a second. First, we want to do our quote of the day, and then I know everyone wants to know the weather. So here's our quote, and it's by a favorite author, Arthur Conan Doyle, and he says this: when the spirits are low, when the day appears dark, when work becomes monotonous, when hope hardly seems worth having, just mount a bicycle and go out for a spin down the road without thought on anything but the ride you are taking. So we appreciate that and the thoughts of bicycles, and we're going to be talking about them today. Our quote's always a teaser, but I guess today it wasn't much of a teaser. It was just an outright, this is what we're doing. So do a commercial, I'll do the weather, and then I'll be back to introduce my guest.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners, Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
We were just talking about technology. I don't think that's a place for us to go. I don't think they would welcome us there, considering all the technical issues we seem to be having. So let's talk about the weather, then we'll do our commercial, and then I'll be back with my guest here. So right now, the rain finally stopped this morning. You woke up to a beautiful sunrise. Hopefully you got to see it, because it really was majestic. And since then, we haven't had any rain, which is much different than yesterday. And the high today is about 69, although over here on my way in my vehicle, I saw over 70. So I can only read what they say and then give you my own interpretation. So we shouldn't have any more rain tonight. And it looks like a nice sunset tonight at 7:50. And then we dip down, not too low. So I'm pretty happy we're just going to be in the 50s. It's not too bad. The sun rises tomorrow at 51, and it's sunny tomorrow. Tomorrow's actually a really nice day, so we're going to take that. The rest of the week, we don't have any rain now until Friday. So if that is true, that would be great, because we had about 3 inches of rain over the weekend, Friday and Sunday. So if you want the Mayflowers, I guess we have to try to sustain that, but that was a little tough. We might have rain now on Wednesday, even though originally that was not in the forecast. But we hit 70 on Friday, 50s on Thursday. I'm going to skip over that because I don't particularly like that forecast. So I'm going to just pretend I don't see it. Friday, 70, chance of some showers. Saturday is nice, 62, mostly sunny. But then we have rain Sunday and Monday again. But, you know, this all changes all the time. So right now, go outside. It's not raining. It's a nice, warm, mild weather. And then tomorrow, I think it might be a beach day with a high of 75. So that's what I can tell you about the weather. I'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, and here we are. The mystery of the microphone is the podcast right now. Let's see if we could solve it. I'll have my guest introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Carol Harris from Go Huntington. I am their bicycle specialist. Here to talk about Bike to Work Week. Is the microphone not working?
I don't feel like it's working. So definitely don't feel like it's working. And I just got an email about this, and I thought maybe that was one that was working. That's microphone three. All right, I'll take a look at that. And while we problem solve that, I think I'll do a commercial, and we'll be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right, so I have half a headphone. Oh, my goodness. You just never know what's happening in here. We just go with it. So I'm going to let my guest introduce herself while I figure out my headphones. Let's see if
that
works.
Yeah, we really are having some mic issues and technical issues. My name is Carol Harris. I'm the bicycle specialist over at Go Huntington. I'm here today to talk primarily about Bike to Work Week, but really anything that has to do with bicycling in Hunterdon County.
Great. And we're really excited to have you here and to learn a little bit more about it. I know that there's only two rules to register for Bike Week. One, you have to complete the registration.
Yes.
And two, You have to have a helmet.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously we're not going to be out on the road patrolling, but we really do ask that even though as an adult you are not required by law to wear a helmet, for this event and anything that is involved with Go Hunterton, we strongly suggest you wear a helmet, and for this one you have to wear a helmet.
And that is encouraging because it's surprising that our border state, even with motorcycles, helmets are not required.
Right, and I live in Pennsylvania. I see it all the time. And it's interesting, too, because in Pennsylvania, they've passed the 4 feet law, which means a vehicle passing a bicyclist has to give the bicyclist 4 feet between the car and the bicyclist. It's the law. But yet, you don't have to wear a bicycle helmet. You don't have to wear a motorcycle helmet. But the cars will give you 4 feet.
I guess that's when you fall off and hit your head and have a lot of damage. There's more room for personnel to come and help. So that is always a little disorienting, you know, when you see someone with a motorcycle, especially in New Jersey, and there's no helmet. I mean, anything can happen. And the same with a bicycle. I mean, one rock and the way the roads are, they've been a little better this year in terms of the debris compared to last year. But still, I mean, just a rock can throw you off your bike.
One of the things that I always tell people who ride, particularly adults, and, well, children as well, you really only have one brain. You don't have, you know, a spare set. And the helmet may not save your life, but it will certainly give you a fighting chance. And I think everybody should protect their brains, their heads.
And we, in this studio, just last week, we were talking about a speech pathologist that works with people with all populations, but was talking specifically about adults who have a brain injury and, you know, there's still so much work to be done in understanding, and it's so individualized. So anything we could do to protect that.
It's really true. And the other thing, too, that I encourage people to do, and parents, if you're not riding but your children are, take a peek inside the helmet. There's a date in there. If that date is older than, well, for children, I would say about 3 years. If it's older than 3 years old, please toss that helmet and get your child a new one. The helmets do degrade over time. Plus, children do tend to throw their helmets on the ground. And that every time that happens, it does degrade the materials that the helmet is made from. And you're much better off purchasing a new one. And you don't have to spend a fortune. I mean, helmets are all certified. So it doesn't matter if you buy a $30 helmet or a $300 helmet. It's protecting your brain and your child's brain.
That's good to know. I know that car seats now for infants, they do expire, and I didn't realize that also bicycle helmets for children.
Absolutely. Really important to take a peek inside. And if it looks like the foam inside has a lot of scratches to it, if there's any kind of cut or groove in either the shell or the foam, it really is a good idea to replace it.
That's definitely good to know. And I'm just on your website here, which is gohunterton.org.
Right.
To see, I know the registration form, you have it pinned to the top of your Facebook page, which I think we shared, but I'll pin it to the top of our page as well. When are you taking registrations through?
So we'll be taking registrations through this upcoming Sunday, because Bike to Work Week does start Monday morning, the 13th, runs through the 17th. And really lots of great sponsors this year, lots of great prizes. So we're really encouraging you to give this a try. It's really not that hard. And we're here to help.
Says the woman who bicycles on a regular.
Yes.
Oh, it's not that hard. I just did 150 miles, you know, in my lunch hour. But it's not a big deal.
You know, some people work, you know, when you think about it, some people work only 5 miles from their home. So it's a wonderful opportunity if you've always driven by yourself in a vehicle to say, you know what, I think I'm going to, for the week or maybe 1 or 2 days, give bicycling a try as an alternative. You know, you're doing something good for yourself and you're also doing something good for the planet.
It is also a way, if you're thinking about this and you work in a large office, you may bike, but you don't know that other people bike. So just like, you know, there's different work environment things that help raise our consciousness and create, you know, more interaction. Maybe there's someone who wants to bike to work and would do so if there was another coworker. And, you know, just like Denim Days to try to raise donations and awareness about domestic violence, maybe you can incorporate some type of bike to work thing for the week and,
you know,
get some
coworkers.
You know,
it's true because, you know, if you are interested in doing this and you don't want to ride by yourself, you can actually contact us. You can contact me. I'll see if anybody else from your area or your place of employment is already registered. And if not, we also reach out to some of the bicycling clubs because sometimes they will mentor a new rider and just go ride with them to and from work just to help them get started.
Oh, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. And how could they connect with a bike mentor?
So the best way would be to contact me. And the easiest way to reach me is by my email, which is charris@gohunterton.org, or you can go right on our website. My email is listed right there. You could also give me a call. I'm not in the office all the time, but you can certainly leave a message. It's 908-788-5553, extension 16, and I'd be really happy to help you if I can.
Oh, that sounds great. So if you are at all on the fence about this, remember this starts May 13th and runs through Friday the 17th. And I'm sure if you reach out to Carol, she'll be able to connect you to the resources. And as I remember, this is a part of a national
effort.
It
is, yeah. So this is through the League of American Bicyclists. So I can't even imagine how many cities, towns are participating this year. It's a wonderful event. Obviously, some of the larger cities get thousands of riders, but just every little bit that we do to stop driving in our vehicles as a single driver to and from really does a lot for the environment, and I can't stress it enough that it really does a lot for the person doing the pedaling.
It sounds like if you've been thinking about bicycling, that this is a great way to connect right away with the network of other bicyclists. Mm-hmm. And the sponsorship, you mentioned that you had a lot of sponsors. You really do. I'm looking at your so cute. Who came up with these pedal level and spoke level?
Well, that was
me. Yes. Very, very clever. You know, you get connected right to the community and a hub level sponsor. Very, very, very catchy. I like these sponsorships. And there's a lot of Hunterdon-based businesses that obviously are being part of this, and you know, maybe it just starts a community effort just to, this is just for 1 week, but maybe if you're thinking about it, you can get involved in this, get a mentor, and kind of see where you can take your bike and where it's safe.
It's a great way to get introduced to the whole concept of bicycle commuting. You know, it's 1 week, whether you choose to do it one day or all 5 days. And if you really enjoy it and you see it's something that you may want to continue, you can also register as a Hunterdon County bicycle commuter. Lots of benefits to doing that. Through the cold, dark winter, we offer a great deal of bicycling workshops, things about maintenance. We had a very fun one around Valentine's Day called Spa Night for Your Bike. The local bike stores were very, very nice in opening up their shops and teaching people how to take care of their bikes and show them a little love. So Pure Energy just did one. They did a full moon evening where they taught a group of women. It was a women's only evening. They taught how to change a rear flat tire, which is everybody's nemesis. They think it's very hard. Nobody left not knowing how to do it. Everybody did it. And as it got dark, we then left for a full moon ride on the towpath, which was just spectacular. The moon was in all its glory that evening. So we got to know each other and met a number of new riders that I had not met previously. They all learned to change a flat. We got to ride together, and it was a lovely evening.
And that's fun, too.
It's really different.
Like, who thinks, when do you have an opportunity to do a midnight ride on the towpath and not be afraid of, you know, being by yourself, you know, being with a group, and that the moon cooperated as well.
Which is not always the case. We've done a few full moon rides in total darkness. But it was very nice. And, you know, so Pure Energy was involved, V5 Cycles here in Flemington, Pete's Bike Shop did an evening of Commuter 101, talking about the type of gear that you might want to think about if you become an avid bicycle commuter. And we also had an event up at Clinton Bicycle Shop. Gardner and Rachel put on a wonderful evening to talk about just basic maintenance for your bike. Just, you know, how do you take care of it so that it lasts you a long time?
All right. So, you know, I have to ask, what's the difference with the rear bike, changing a rear bike tire versus the front
bike
tire?
So the front is really easy. There are no gears involved. In the rear, there's a whole slew of them and a rear derailleur. And there's a few things back there that everyone is nervous about touching. But it was really wonderful because both Arun Khan and Kyle really showed us the tricks. You know, that there's lots of ways to just calmly go ahead and change that flat. You don't have to call AAA.
All right. Very different things back there that aren't so easy as a front tire. So I never knew that there was a challenge one way or the other. They both seem challenging to me. So we're going to do a commercial break. But then we'll be back to talk more with Carol and bicycling to work and really hope that people think about calling in to the studio. I'll give the phone number as soon as we come back. If you have any questions about bicycling or you want to know how to register or how to make it safe or anything around our topic today, you can absolutely call in. But in the meantime, we're going to do a break and we'll be back after these commercials.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. They have very
seriously. This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody just...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? The committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
That's their sole job.
All right, we're back on the air here. We're talking to Carol about Go Hunterdon and bicycling to work. And I don't know if you want me to read some of these sponsors or if you want to mention them, because we love here on Hot in Hunterdon when there's local businesses that support some of the things that go on in the county. And, you know, this certainly is tied to the greater mission and vision of Hunterdon County and helping to move those health outcomes So we're all thinking about eating healthier, being greener, growing our own food. We had a past guest a few weeks ago from the Clinton Organic Community Garden Center about community gardening and how you can not only grow your food, but prepare it so that you have it for the whole year. Storing it. And I think that when we look at the health disparities, especially with low-income people, we see that there are greater risks for health outcomes. So anytime we can see local businesses that are supporting the efforts to be a healthier community, I'd love to lift them up. So I do have a list here, but if you want...
I would really like to do a little shout out for two main businesses. First, Hunterton Healthcare, as well as ShopRite of Hunterton. Both were very, very generous this year and really allowed us to be able to offer a really nice after party for our commuters. So shout out to Hunterton Healthcare and ShopRite. But also many local businesses have partnered with us this year, including Basil Bandwagon, Costco. Costco did an amazing thing. They donated all of the goodie bags for all of our riders. So what they did was they gave us the hydration and the nutrition for the week that we could give to our riders. Of course, they put a lot of their own information into those goodie bags, which is great to know more about the people who are supporting you in this endeavor. So huge shout out to them. I just picked up the goodie bags today.
Nice.
Lots of Gatorade and bars. So should you be thirsty on your ride in or ride home, you'll get a nice bag with some goodies in there. Basil Bandwagon, Costco, Hardee's Coffee Bar, a new coffee shop here in Flemington that opened on Bloomfield Avenue. They gave us a wonderful gift. It's a gift in kind. Of offering their space for an after-event party where we kind of get together as the riders and talk about what worked, what didn't work, what would they like to see. Last year's event really was very fruitful. We started after that a Facebook group for the commuters. Mm-hmm. We started a Strava group. So a lot came out of it. So I'm looking forward to this year's as well. Velocity Cycling Studio partnered with us this year. V5 Cycles partnered, and I probably missed a few.
So we have, of course, Wawa Community Care,
mm-hmm.
and Oriental Trading Company, which I know
is more of an international company. They were very generous in giving us a $50 grant to purchase some goodies for the riders, which was very nice of them.
That's perfect. So you hit all of the local sponsors, and then you had also 4imprint.
So 4imprint, actually, we actually received a grant from them. And for those riders who track their event, you know, if they track their miles to and from work that week of May 13th to the 17th, we have a very special gift from 4imprint. It's a cycling buff, which many riders use under their helmet. You can use it as a balaclava in the winter, which covers your head and ears. You can use it around your neck. You can use it as a sweatband.
Versatile.
Really nice. Yeah, really. Runners use them all the time. Really nice gift. And so I was very happy with that grant as well.
That's great.
And very supportive.
Yeah, and the local businesses, it's so great to see them supporting something like this. And if you are a local sponsor, or if you have any questions about bicycling to work, which is coming right up, you certainly can call our studio here and talk to Carol at 908-237-0410. Again, that number right here in the studio. If you're watching us, you could call in. We'll pretend that we hear it. We won't pretend not to hear it, which we all sometimes do on our cell phone. That's why you have the ignore button, right? But we'll actually answer it between now and 4 o'clock. And that number again is 908-237-0410. So that's right here in the studio. So hopefully you'll give a call if you have any questions. If you don't have any questions and you're not calling, then perhaps it's because you're busy filling out your registration form. And that is at the website, www.gohunterdon.
Yes, you can go right on to our website very easily. Just pull down the bicycling tab, and it'll take you right there to bicycle commuting. If you're an avid cyclist and you're very familiar with Bike Reg, you can go right onto bikereg.com, look for Hunterdon County Bike to Work Week 2019, and our event will come up as well, and you can register right there.
And I really just want to stress for everyone that this is not an event that's only for the seasoned rider or people who go to work all the time. This is really to help be an entree to bicycling, perhaps, to some of the resources that are available to the community as bicyclists.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we do have some seasoned riders who come year after year and participate in this event. There are also some of our registered bicycle commuters who commute all year round by bike. But this is really designed to change habits in a way. It's to take you out of your vehicle and to say, you know what, I am going to do something good for myself. I'm going to do something good for the planet. And plus, you might see that you enjoy it. It's really, I know for myself, once bicycling season starts, if we all work, it's very hard to get our exercise in. It's great to get to work knowing that you've just ridden, you've gotten some exercise, and you can look forward to the return trip as well. I just think it's a great way to start your workday, and it's a great way to end your workday. It really helps with stress, gives you the opportunity to really see the world from the vantage point of a bicycle saddle as opposed to behind the wheel. You see things that you would not see if you were in a car, because you're going to take different roads too. If you're someone who travels Route 78 or Route 31 or Route 202, those are not the roads you're going to take to bike commute.
I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, you're not. And so with that being the case, you really get to, especially on a beautiful day, the birds are chirping. You know, it's pretty awesome to ride to work. You arrive feeling much more relaxed. A lot of times people say, well, what do you do about a shower? I'm here to say that is, in my mind, something of an excuse. The best thing to do is hop in the shower before you go, leave some baby wipes at work. You'll be just fine. It's really a great way to start the workday.
And the sun doesn't come out, until 6 o'clock or so.
Right.
So, you know, if you're commuting, you know, right at sunrise, or, you know, you should be hopefully okay, not so perspiring by the time you get to work. But also, a lot of the gyms, I'm sure if they knew that you were participating in Bicycle Week and you wanted to use, if there's a gym nearby your work, I'm sure they would give you a pass.
They
for
do
the
make,
week.
Yeah. They make some special arrangements. The other thing, too, is many of the larger companies actually do have gyms or shower facilities that you may not even be aware of. It's just it's a good thing to inquire if you're thinking about doing Bike to Work Week. But honestly, I actually commute a fairly long distance, and the key for me is baby wipes, and they work just fine, and the workday goes on, and it's all good. It really is okay.
Yeah, you have to do what you have to do. And we never want the logistics of things to put people out of, you know, using it as an excuse or a deterrent.
Right.
Just give it a try.
You have nothing to lose. You know, even if you just tried it once, and then, you know, if there were some things that felt like obstacles, certainly we could have a conversation. We can talk about how to overcome some of those obstacles. Because really, I don't think there's an obstacle I've heard yet that can't be worked out. I mean, for example, somebody said to me, I can't bike commute. I live 30 miles from my place of employment. Doesn't mean you have to cycle all 30 miles. Find a place halfway, maybe even a little bit closer to work, where you can park your car, take your bike off the rack or out of your vehicle, and ride from there. You're still lessening the amount of time that you're in your car. You're adding time to exercise and, like I said previously, doing something good for you and the planet.
Now, do you have, through Go Hunterdon, any towns in the county that are recognized as being, you know, more bike-friendly than any other town?
Well, that's a really interesting question. I think the county as a whole offers so many beautiful, quiet back roads that if you took the time to discover them, they're all pretty bicycle friendly. They may not be so bicycle friendly through the main part of town, but all those beautiful back roads. Hunterdon County is actually known for bicycling. It's a little known fact that people come from all over the world to train for things like triathlon, for road racing, and it's one of the reasons why you see so many cyclists on the weekend that probably bother you when you're in a car. But that is why. The riding here is spectacular, and it's sort of a little known thing for people who spend more time in their car than on their bikes. So please, give it a try.
That's very, very interesting. I didn't realize that to the extent, but you do see different people and groups of bicyclists around the weekend, especially when, you know, they're traveling together and they seem like really intense sometimes.
Sometimes, but also, but don't let that discourage you if you're a beginner rider. There are plenty of clubs in the area if you were interested in trying that have new rider rides, have much less intense rides. A lot of times people are training. I mean, it's a sport like any other. And so sometimes people are training for events. You know, we have a lot of triathletes here in Hunterdon County. There's a lot of road racing that goes on in this area. Doesn't mean you have to ride like that. You know, even our towpaths along the Delaware River, the Columbia Trail, all beautiful places to ride. The county parks have some amazing trails.
They really do, and the Columbia Trail for certain. And I'm not sure how this coincides with Bicycle Week, but I have a friend training for the Police Unity Tour.
Yes, in May.
And that is actually, it's just a few days away. May kind of snuck up on me. All of a sudden I looked, and it was the 6th this morning, and I think that is maybe around the 8th or something.
It should be this coming weekend, and a lot of people are training for charity events just like that.
So, you know, if you're thinking about bicycling and you start out and you do the Bicycle to Work Week, and then, you know, you may find that you want to do some other opportunities to support the community through fundraisers. We typically think of a 5K as a way to support things, but there are many different bicycle races and events and activities to support things. And I think Somerset County has one of the most well-known bicycle races.
Over Memorial Day weekend, the Somerville races. That's something, if you're very interested in cycling and a little nervous about it, a great event to attend. The entire community comes out. You'll see racers that are at the pro level, and you'll see racers who are giving it a go for the first time. It's a lot of fun. Great thing to do is to ride your bike to Somerville to see the event, because you will not find any parking. Another good reason to ride your bike.
See, and there you go. If you're not ready for the race, you can definitely still support bicycling and ride to the event. And I know there's a large bicycle race. I don't know if it's Lambertville, but it's around Art Week. There's an outdoor festival past New Hope, and I was there a couple of years ago, and it was pretty well attended. Does Hunterdon have any bicycle races or events?
We used to. I remember standing right here on Main Street and watching the racers go by. Hasn't been for quite some time. But that being said, there are a couple of clubs in the area that are not quite Hunterdon County, but a lot of Hunterdon County cyclists do participate. There's the Century Road Club of America. They race in Hillsboro, total amateur racing. Great opportunity if you're thinking about racing, gives you a nice safe environment to give it a try. But other than that, in Highbridge too, as part of the Somerville races, up in Highbridge there will be races the weekend before. They do other ones up there.
Oh, so there's plenty of activities around the events. And do you think that for the bicycling on the street, do you need different bicycles? Is there a certain type, like a basic beginner bike, that maybe you could give us a little insight on?
So it's really interesting. You can really ride any bike on the road. However, if you're looking to go fairly quickly, you know, let's say you have 10 miles to go for work and you don't want to spend 2 hours commuting by bike, it is good to have a road bike. And there's many variations of that. You could get a very fast hybrid. You could get a gravel bike. You could get a road bike. You don't have to spend thousands either. The only thing that I would strongly suggest is wherever you live, try to form a relationship with your local bike store. They're the ones who are going to get you into your price point and on the right type of equipment for what you want to do. I think sometimes we make the mistake of thinking, oh, I think I'll just take my mountain bike, and it may not be the right bike for the type of riding that you're going to be doing. So talking to a professional and finding out really where it is that you'd like to ride, what type of bike would be most appropriate, really is a conversation needed between yourself and a bike shop person.
And it really is much more affordable than people think.
It is. I mean, you know, it is an investment. You don't want to buy, if you're going to use your bike regularly, I strongly suggest it be bike shop quality so that it can be repaired and you can have people work on it who know what they're doing. But you don't have to take out a mortgage to purchase a bike. You know, you can certainly get an entry level, but you do want bike shop quality. It has a lot to do with safety. It has to do with who assembled that bike and the quality of the parts and accessories.
Now, are there any, used bikes and, you know, different places you can look for a reliable bicycle that are used?
So I know a lot of people go on Craigslist and eBay to look for a bike. I wouldn't make that necessarily my first stop to shop for a used bike. Again, I would have a conversation with my local bike store.
Sometimes they have them, sometimes
they get trade-ins. It's just a good idea to have a conversation. And many of the bike stores also have a relationship with Bicycle Blue Book, which is similar to, you know,
like the Kelly Blue Book. Yeah.
And so with that in mind, they may be able to connect you once they know the correct size and what you're looking for with Bicycle Blue Book to get you a used bike off of their site.
See, we learn something every time we're in this studio. Sometimes it's technology related and we don't learn from it, but now I didn't know that bicycles had their own Blue Book.
They do, and it's really kind of important because they check those bikes over very carefully, and that's what you're looking for. When you're purchasing off of Craigslist or you're purchasing off of eBay, you really don't know the condition of the bike. You're trusting the ad that you're reading. So it's really important, I think, to have a relationship. It doesn't matter which bicycle store. It could be any of them here in Hunterdon County. They're all really wonderful, all very different, but wherever you live, I strongly urge you to have that relationship.
I know we have to do a commercial in just a minute, but before we do that, can we just talk briefly about insurance and theft protection? Mm-hmm. So I know if you don't have your own insurance and you register for Bicycle to Work Week, you do have some coverage.
Yeah, so what we do is we have an emergency ride home program. If you do own a vehicle and you have AAA, believe it or not, you also have, just like when you get stuck on the side of the road with your car, if you get stuck on the side of the road with your bike, AAA will come and get you, which is a lovely thing, which is great, actually. It's happened to me.
That's amazing.
And they came and got me in no time and brought me right back to where I needed to go. It is good, though, too, in terms of theft. If your bicycle is something you feel very strongly about, I urge you to put that on your homeowner's insurance, a really good thing to do. And for the event, of course, Go Hunterdon has a policy for, you know, for ourselves for the event, because it's an organized event like any other.
Excellent. All right, we're going to do our commercials because we have to pay the bills. But then when we come back, we're going to just touch upon security for your bike and the best way to make sure it's there at the end of your ride.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de familia a familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hey, Pat,
did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Right. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Just about 10 minutes left to our broadcast. Radio time, as always, just flies by. I wanted to be able to touch on the security for the bike. So should you have the serial number somewhere? You mentioned that you might be able to get it for if you actually are taking out a second mortgage for it. you know, for sure that you can add this as a rider to your homeowner policy, or you can get a separate policy, or you also may be covered under AAA for roadside bike side assistance on the road. But is there anything you need to do with the police department, or I've seen sometimes where they've recovered stolen bicycles. Is there anything you can give us?
Yeah, so what's really important, this is why I think having a relationship with your bike store is so important as well. Every bike that a bike store will sell you has a serial number on it, and it's recorded in their database. You get receive a copy of it because most of these bikes will be under warranty. So the manufacturer will have your serial number, and you will have your serial number on your receipt that you receive from the bike store. So right there is a lot of information. And not every bike theft knows where that serial number is. So it's really good to make sure you have it as well. The other thing, too, Hunterdon County does not require you to register your bikes with the police departments. So again, a good enough reason to work with a bike store so that everybody from yourself to the manufacturer has a copy of the serial number associated with your name, your account. Very important. The other thing too is to, if you are bike commuting and leaving your bike outside at your place of work, or if you've biked to a shopping area or to a park and you're going to leave your bike, please invest in a good bike lock. A lot of towns, I know when I'm in Frenchtown, a lot of times, you know, I don't lock my bike because I'm sitting somewhere where I can see it. But if you are going to walk away, a good bike lock is very important. Again, a conversation to have with your, you know, the salesperson at a bike store or the mechanic, because they can offer you the correct sort of lock for the type of bike that you have.
is really important to be able to protect your bike and to be aware of the different options that there are for that.
Absolutely.
And to take notice, too, where there are locations where there are bike racks and how to finagle things so that your bicycle is safe.
One of the nice things that will be happening on our Go Hunterton website in the section called Bike Hunterton, coming soon, it's in production, but we'll be creating a whole new area where you can look at bike routes. And with those bike routes are things like restaurants, coffee shops, but also where the bike racks are along that route. So that's another way to kind of figure out where you can park your bike.
That is excellent. And it's good to, when you're looking at the different bicycle routes that may be available, they've been part of a grant. I don't think we have any here in Hunterdon, but I know where my mom lives and I'm a frequent visitor. They definitely got a grant to put in a bike lane.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say that it seems to be the safest bike route in the world. My sisters and I giggle over it sometimes. We just hope people look through the whole tour,
right,
so that they, you know, if they're going at night or something, that they're safe or in numbers or have reflective gear or, you know, it's in areas, you know, with streets that are rather more isolated than another street,
right.
Or they're in the busy downtown area of Patterson, say, for example. So you want people just to be aware of the routes if they're going out on something like that was a grant or some other thing that they've never been to. There's so many different webcams and traffic cameras, and local towns also have information on bike routes if they're branching out.
Absolutely. The one thing that I don't think we talked about, you know, a helmet is the number one most important safety feature, but the second most important is daytime running lights, and that means a white flashing light in the front of your bike and a red flashing light in the rear of your bike. Well worth having and using during the daytime, not just at night. You can be seen with some of these lights. You can be seen up to a mile away. If you're in an area like Patterson where there's a lot of cars, you want to make sure that you are visible. So not only wearing bright colored clothing or reflective clothing if it's getting dark or rainy, but also having those lights flashing. It makes all the difference in the world. All of the research has indicated that collisions between bicycles and vehicles has gone down 38% since the beginning of daytime running lights, which is really only a few years old.
That's very, very encouraging. And just to make sure that the routes are as safe as they possibly can be, that even if there is something in the road and it has a bicycle on it, but it's also a main flow of traffic, you know, rush hour, that we're just all mindful and we all share the road.
Absolutely. I think sharing the road is the key phrase.
And now that we know what is it the 4-foot rule?
Yes, but it's not here in New Jersey.
We'll still practice it if we can. Sounds like a good one.
I would like that.
I'll definitely be incorporating that one for sure. So our radio time is just about up here. I'd really like to thank you for coming on the show, for educating us, and for bringing together the whole community on something like Bike Week. It's such a great thing, and I love that we have that resource here in Hunterdon County.
Thanks for having me, and I hope if you're listening that you do give it some thought and consider riding to work. I'll be glad to help you.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And if we have anyone that's doing a first-time ride on bicycle to work week, you have to let us know, because we'd love to capture some of the stories, find out what made you, you know, what was the impetus that had you sign up this year as your first time, and what some of the challenges were. And I hope that you'll come back and share some of the success stories and what you've collected and any type of advocacy you want to do to make, you know, so I could see a bicycle route on one of these streets, especially here in historic Flemington. This seems like it would be a great bike route. So maybe we can keep ourselves informed about anything that might come up to that. Bicycling is so key to some of our healthy community habits and practices. So we'd love to see this work and the other work that you do at Go Hunterdon.
Thanks so much for having me.
Great. Okay, so that wraps up our show for today. We do have someone coming in right after us. I'm not sure what the topic of the day is, but you can definitely stay tuned. And also, as we're wrapping through so quickly May, it will be June before you know it. And just a reminder that the Hunterdon County Chamber has Community Day going up, and they're in the middle of preparation here at the Chamber. So don't forget about that, and we'll be back next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Finland on Monday meeting with his Russian counterpart. America's top diplomat says he made it clear to the Russians once again to stay out of American elections.
It's not appropriate. We're going to do everything we can to deter it.
President Trump is paying tribute to the U.S. Military Academy football team.
With your victories over Air Force and Navy and a lot of other great schools, you have won five in a row and ended last season ranked 19th in the nation.
During a White House ceremony on Monday, President Trump presented the Commander-in-Chief's trophy to West Point's Army Black Knights for the second straight year. The United States is sending both bombers and a carrier strike group to the Middle East. National Security Advisor John Bolton says the presence of American military is to send a message to the Iranian government that any attack on U.S. or its allies will be met with unrelenting force. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
While the national average for a gallon of gasoline remained relatively unchanged last week, that could dramatically change in the coming days as the U.S. trade war with China heats up.
Despite optimism being expressed during the 11 weeks of negotiations with China, the U.S. has now threatened to impose $200 billion in additional tariffs on Chinese goods. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com explains what could happen.
Escalating a trade battle with China is going to slow down the U.S. economy, and that could undermine the economy. And the risk there to the price of oil is that a slowdown in the economy would hit oil demand as well. And so it's possible that oil prices continue to move lower.
Crews are working to drain fuel from a plane that slid off a runway into a river in Florida. National Transportation Safety officials say the fuel has to be removed before the Boeing 737 can be hauled out of the St. John's River in Jacksonville. 135 passengers and 7 crew members all made it off safely. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A North Carolina community about 30 miles north of Charlotte is mourning the death of a police officer. Mooresville residents set up a memorial for 32-year-old officer Jordan Sheldon, who was shot and killed during a traffic stop late Saturday night.
We band together when needed, and we've always been a strong town.
and community, and I think it shows tonight just how strong we are.
And Mooresville resident Aaliyah McGowan also says,
I've lived here all my life, 38 years, and I've never known a police officer to be killed in the line of duty.
There are two frozen food recalls in the news, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
One of the recalls is for 2 million pounds of frozen entrees made for the P.F. Chang brand because of a mislabeling issue. The brand's home menu chicken pad thai and chicken fried rice may have milk as an ingredient which was not listed on the product labels. Milk can produce an allergic reaction in those who are lactose intolerant. Meanwhile, Tyson Foods has recalled 12 million pounds of chicken strips. The frozen ready-to-eat chicken strip items were produced between October 1st and March 8th, with use-by dates of October 1st, 2019 through March 7th of 2020. That recall is because of potential metal contamination, as small pieces of metal have been found in some of those products. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.